from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Catalonia still seeking independence. Catalonia's leader, Carles Puigdemont, said Thursday the Catalan parliament will go forward with a vote on independence if the Spanish government does not engage in dialogue and follows through on its threat to strip the region of its autonomy. The concern here is for Article 155 of Spain's constitution, which calls for autonomous entities like Catalonia to fulfill state obligations or be stripped of power. Elena Jiménez Botías is the director of the Òmnium Cultural, which supports Catalonia. Independence.
To repress population, its own citizens, to repress, to put us in jail, to do what? It's full of families and peaceful citizens.
If Puigdemont returns a yes to independence answer to Spain's central government on Thursday, Article 155 may be invoked for the first time in Spanish history. Former Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif has been indicted on corruption charges stemming from information taken from the so-called Panama Papers. The country's anti-corruption court indicted the 67-year-old Sharif during a hearing Thursday in Islamabad. His daughter Mariam and son-in-law Mohammed Safdar were also indicted. Mariam Sharif and Mohammed Safdar appeared in court and pleaded not guilty to the charges. A lawyer for the elder Sharif, who's in London with his wife as she undergoes cancer treatment, entered a not guilty plea on his behalf. Mariam Sharif angrily dismissed the allegations as baseless. Pakistan's Tehrik-i-Taliban, otherwise known as the TTP, on Wednesday confirmed the death of Umar Mansour, one of the group's top leaders, and who allegedly was responsible for carrying out several deadly attacks in Pakistan. This is VOA News.